Bonds, endless love.
When she narrowed her eyes to slits, she could spot a small clock. Its red digits displayed 1:45. It was all dark around her. Was it afternoon or midnight? She was dizzy and she felt sick. Slowly regaining consciousness, she realized she was sitting on a cold stone floor. Why couldn't she move her hands? Something held them behind her back. Bonds. There were bonds around her wrists. In a panic, she started to pull and rip at them, but the ropes only cut deeper into her flesh. She believed herself to be in an awful nightmare, but she didn't wake up. Where the hell was she? Shh! What was that? A pale glimmer of daylight fell through a crack in the door. Sophie saw a tall, clean-shaven man. David! She screamed, relieved to see her husband. Here I am, in the corner. Come here quickly. What has happened? Where are we? How did we get here? Quick, untie me from these bonds. Can you see them? Quick! When he didn't react, an eerie feeling came over Sophie. David? She whispered. I'm sorry, darling. I can't untie you. Not yet. You will understand this later. Now look, here's your medicine. It will do you good. You know, it'll help you. His voice sounded creepy and strange, as if she didn't know him at all. Obediently, she slid the pill into her mouth. I have to leave now, but I'll come back later. Before he stepped out of the door, he turned his head back towards her. You have always loved me, and you always will, right? Sophie wanted to hold him back and tell him to free her from those damn bonds, but the door shut. Sophie was staggered. Once she was sure he had gone, she spat out the orange-coloured pill. Her intuition had told her not to swallow it. She tried to calm down and think clearly. What had happened? And why was David behaving so strangely? Thinking back, she had always known him as a loving husband. She knew that she was a heavy burden due to her illness. David had explained to her that she suffered from a kind of amnesia. She could remember earlier events, but there were gaps in her memory, like threatening black holes. It had all happened to her when she had a terrible car accident on the freeway, David had told her. Doctors had feared for her life for days, and so did he. He had embraced her tenderly. We'll overcome it together, Sophie. I won't ever leave you. I love you, and you love me, don't you? She had seen the fear flaring up in his eyes. Oh, David, why did you leave me here? However, slowly she regained her inner calm. David must certainly have a good reason not to free me immediately. Surely he'll come back in the next 30 minutes and take me out of this chamber. She was so tired. Wearily, she laid her head down on the stone floor. She would just wait and trust him. Trust. Trust. Sophie dreamed of a beautiful summer day. In her dream, she was a child again and running with her cousin Felix along the edge of a forest. She and her cousin had always had a close relationship and knew each other incredibly well. Catch me, Felix called and disappeared between the trees. She laughed and followed him into the forest. Suddenly, a dark shadow appeared across the sky and put everything around her into darkness. Felix, she called fearfully, where are you? His face appeared behind a tall oak. He wasn't a kid any longer. He was an adult again, and she heard him urgently say, Sophie, don't trust him. Beware of him. Do you hear me? You must not trust him. Sophie woke up with a start, confused and sweaty. She looked straight into David's eyes, which were staring back at hers, watching her sleep. "You're back," she whispered, smiling nervously. David didn't return her smile. He held a small orange shape between his fingers. She recognized it as the pill she had spat out before. "Why didn't you take it like I told you to?" he asked her sharply. There was a nervous twitch around the corners of his mouth. "You have to take this medicine, Sophie, and you will. But I..." Sophie began. "Shut up!" he now shouted in intense fury. "What the hell can I do if you don't trust me?" His angry facial expression now awoke a vague memory in her, a short flash of a scene. She and David in the kitchen. David wanted to kiss her and put an arm around her, but she wrenched herself free from his hug. There had been something, a strange feeling, that made her turn away from him. Then his face suddenly took on a different expression. He became enraged and grabbed her arm. "We are husband and wife. You gave the same promise as I did, and you will love me forever. Got it?" Then he pushed her over forcefully and she crashed against the corner of the kitchen cupboard. Yes, Sophie suddenly could remember. And there was something else, another memory, which she had believed was lost. The pills. The orange-coloured pills. She had found them by chance in David's pocket when she wanted to wash his suit. She had wondered about the medicine and was worried that David was ill. However, when she Googled the name of the medicine, she couldn't believe her eyes. It contained a substance which could erase your memory for several hours. It was the reason for her memory gaps, the black holes, the amnesia, which wasn't amnesia after all. There had never been any illness that she had suffered from. Slowly realizing the truth left her stunned. She didn't know what to do. She wanted to talk to somebody about her terrible husband, whom she suspected. Felix. Yes, she would phone Felix. He would help her and give her advice about what to do now. She had always laughed at Felix's warnings about David when he told her she should be cautious of him. Felix always said that David would restrict her freedom and privacy in a subtle way, and he was trying to control her. But now, he was right. Oh my God, he was completely right. Hastily, she grabbed the phone, typed in Felix's number with trembling fingers. And that's how David found her. The orange pill lying in front of her, the medical advice website open, and the phone in her hand. Then he lost his mind. Sophie's last memory was being hit on her head, and then nothing but absolute darkness. Her quiet sobbing brought her back to reality. David seemed to have got over his rage. "Sophie, you know it, don't you? You know everything. I can see it from your eyes, the pills, the amnesia, my aggression, my fears. It's true, isn't it?" Oh, poor David. He had never overcome his childhood trauma. As a child, he had never experienced warmth or even love. His parents had both died young, and his older brothers didn't give a damn about him. He had never coped with the loss of his parents, and he had never been able to get over it. Sophie slowly nodded. She felt so sorry for David. But her instincts told her to be cautious. She must make him untie her at all costs. How could she do that? Then she saw the flashing knife blade in his hand. He stood in front of her, motionless, with hanging shoulders and tears running down his face. "I couldn't bear to lose you," he said. "I've got only one chance to be together with you forever. We will both die, Sophie. You know it, don't you? You and me, we will have an endless love. follow me into death. When he raised the knife, she just thought of nothing, only closed her eyes, waiting for the pain to come. Then suddenly there was a loud yell. "Stop, police!" Sophie realized that flashing blue lights were coming from outside, and she knew it was all over. They were now sitting in Felix's garden with a glass of wine placed on the small wooden table in front of them. Sophie had left her house in London to stay with Felix and his family for a few days, just to get some distance. As Felix had told her later, she must have managed to type in his number before David caught her. After hearing the strange sounds down the phone, Felix had become worried, and when he heard her scream, he didn't wait any longer and called the police. It wasn't hard for Felix to find out that David had taken her to a remote storage hall at the edge of the town. David had killed himself. Before the officers could do anything, he had driven the knife into his breast. The wound could perhaps have been operated on successfully, but his will to live didn't seem to be strong enough, as some days later he died in hospital. Sophie sighed. She looked at Felix and his children, who were running happily on the lawn. How would her life go on from here? She knew it would be hard to trust anybody ever again, but she would try. And she was healthy. There would be no more memory gaps, no unexplained illness, and there would be a new chance for her and a new beginning.
Bonds, Endless Love.
When she narrowed her eyes to slits, she could spot a small clock. Its red digits displayed a quarter to one. It was all dark around her. Was it afternoon or midnight? She was dizzy and she felt sick. Slowly regaining consciousness, she realized she was sitting on a cold stone floor. Why couldn't she move her hands? Something held them behind her back. Bonds. There were bonds around her wrists. In a panic, she started to pull and rip at them, but the ropes only cut deeper into her flesh. She believed herself to be in an awful nightmare, but she didn't wake up. Where the hell was she? Shh! What was that? A pale glimmer of daylight fell through a crack in the door. Sophie saw a tall, clean-shaven man. David! She screamed, relieved to see her husband. Here I am, in the corner. Come here quickly. What has happened? Where are we? How did we get here? Quick, untie me from these bonds. Can you see them? Quick! When he didn't react, an eerie feeling came over Sophie. David? She whispered. I'm sorry, darling. I can't untie you. Not yet. You will understand this later. Now look, here's your medicine. It will do you good. You know, it'll help you. His voice sounded creepy and strange, as if she didn't know him at all. Obediently, she slid the pill into her mouth. I have to leave now, but I'll come back later. Before he stepped out of the door, he turned his head back towards her. You have always loved me, and you always will, right? Sophie wanted to hold him back and tell him to free her from those damn bonds, but the door shut. Sophie was staggered. Once she was sure he had gone, she spat out the orange-coloured pill. Her intuition had told her not to swallow it. She tried to calm down and think clearly. What had happened? And why was David behaving so strangely? Thinking back, she had always known him as a loving husband. She knew that she was a heavy burden due to her illness. David had explained to her that she suffered from a kind of amnesia. She could remember earlier events, but there were gaps in her memory, like threatening black holes. It had all happened to her when she had a terrible car accident on the freeway, David had told her. Doctors had feared for her life for days, and so did he. He had embraced her tenderly. "We'll overcome it together, Sophie. I won't ever leave you. I love you, and you love me, don't you?" She had seen the fear flaring up in his eyes. "Oh, David, why did you leave me here?" However, slowly she regained her inner calm. "David must certainly have a good reason not to free me immediately. Surely he'll come back in the next half an hour and take me out of this chamber." She was so tired. Wearily, she laid her head down on the stone floor. She would just wait and trust him. Trust. Trust. Sophie dreamed of a beautiful summer day. In her dream, she was a child again and running with her cousin Felix along the edge of a forest. She and her cousin had always had a close relationship and knew each other incredibly well. "Catch me," Felix called and disappeared between the trees. She laughed and followed him into the forest. Suddenly, a dark shadow appeared across the sky and put everything around her into darkness. "Felix," she called fearfully, "where are you?" His face appeared behind a tall oak. He wasn't a kid any longer. He was an adult again, and she heard him urgently say, "Sophie, don't trust him. Beware of him. Do you hear me? You must not trust him." Sophie woke up with a start, confused and sweaty. She looked straight into David's eyes, which were staring back at hers, watching her sleep. "You're back," she whispered, smiling nervously. David didn't return her smile. He held a small orange shape between his fingers. She recognized it as the pill she had spat out before. "Why didn't you take it like I told you to?" he asked her sharply. There was a nervous twitch around the corners of his mouth. "You have to take this medicine, Sophie, and you will. But I..." Sophie began. "Shut up!" he now shouted in intense fury. "What the hell can I do if you don't trust me?" His angry facial expression now awoke a vague memory in her, a short flash of a scene. She and David in the kitchen. David wanted to kiss her and put an arm around her, but she wrenched herself free from his hug. There had been something, a strange feeling that made her turn away from him. Then his face suddenly took on a different expression. He became enraged and grabbed her arm. "We are husband and wife. You gave the same promise as I did, and you will love me forever. Got it?" Then he pushed her over forcefully and she crashed against the corner of the kitchen cupboard. Yes, Sophie suddenly could remember. And there was something else, another memory, which she had believed was lost. The pills. The orange-coloured pills. She had found them by chance in David's pocket when she wanted to wash his suit. She had wondered about the medicine and was worried that David was ill. However, when she googled the name of the medicine, she couldn't believe her eyes. It contained a substance which could erase your memory for several hours. It was the reason for her memory gaps, the black holes, the amnesia, which wasn't amnesia after all. There had never been any illness that she had suffered from. Slowly realizing the truth, left her stunned. She didn't know what to do. She wanted to talk to somebody about her terrible husband, whom she suspected. Felix. Yes, she would phone Felix. He would help her and give her advice about what to do now. She had always laughed at Felix's warnings about David when he told her she should be cautious of him. Felix always said that David would restrict her freedom and privacy in a subtle way, and he was trying to control her. But now, he was right. Oh my God, he was completely right. Hastily, she grabbed the phone, typed in Felix's number with trembling fingers. And that's how David found her. The orange pill lying in front of her, the medical advice website open, and the phone in her hand. Then he lost his mind. Sophie's last memory was being hit on her head, and then nothing but absolute darkness. Her quiet sobbing brought her back to reality. David seemed to have got over his rage. Sophie, you know it, don't you? You know everything. I can see it from your eyes. The pills, the amnesia, my aggression, my fears. It's true, isn't it? Oh, poor David. He had never overcome his childhood trauma. As a child, he had never experienced warmth or even love. His parents had both died young, and his older brothers didn't give a damn about him. He had never coped with the loss of his parents, and he had never been able to get over it. Sophie slowly nodded. She felt so sorry for David. But her instincts told her to be cautious. She must make him untie her at all costs. How could she do that? Then she saw the flashing knife blade in his hand. He stood in front of her, motionless, with hanging shoulders and tears running down his face. I couldn't bear to lose you, he said. I've got only one chance to be together with you forever. We will both die, Sophie. You know it, don't you? You and me, we will have an endless love. Follow me into death. When he raised the knife, she just thought of nothing, only closed her eyes, waiting for the pain to come. Then suddenly there was a loud yell. Stop, police! Sophie realized that flashing blue lights were coming from outside, and she knew it was all over. They were now sitting in Felix's garden with a glass of wine placed on the small wooden table in front of them. Sophie had left her house in London to stay with Felix and his family for a few days, just to get some distance. As Felix had told her later, she must have managed to type in his number before David caught her. After hearing the strange sounds down the phone, Felix had become worried, and when he heard her scream, he didn't wait any longer and called the police. It wasn't hard for Felix to find out that David had taken her to a remote storage hall at the edge of the town. David had killed himself. Before the officers could do anything, he had driven the knife into his breast. The wound could perhaps have been operated on successfully, but his will to live didn't seem to be strong enough, as some days later he died in hospital. Sophie sighed. She looked at Felix and his children, who were running happily on the lawn. How would her life go on from here? She knew it would be hard to trust anybody ever again, but she would try. And she was healthy. There would be no more memory gaps, no unexplained illness, and there would be a new chance for her and a new beginning.